Let's read the Word of God today. Revelation chapter 12, 10 through 12. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down. Yes, Satan's days are numbered, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, our glorious Savior, and by the word of their testimony, how we lived our lives, true saints. And they loved not their lives unto death. What do you love today, American neighbor, so-called Christians? You love this life more than you love the kingdom of God, the word of God, the truth of God. It's obvious by your fruit you do. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, that ye dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. There is a great tribulation that's coming. The book of Revelation tells us all about it. The world is being set up for Antichrist. If you think COVID was something, COVID was nothing. COVID was a dry run to see how far they can clamp down the culture. The Antichrist will rise. He'll have a false religion, a false Messiah. And America is right in his trap, because you're more interested in entertainment, you're more interested in food, you're more interested in scraps of trinkets that will not last the judgment of God. Ponder where the world is headed. Ponder that Jesus said, no man can serve two masters. Ponder that America and the world is set for the wrath of God. Ponder that there's going to come the sky's going to roll open like a scroll, and Christ is going to part the sky, and he's going to come back, and he's going to gather his elect, and he's going to put the goats, the people of the world, which is most all of you, very few of you, a puny number will find eternal life. Most of you are going to be separated into weeping and gnashing of teeth. If you live for the world, you're going to be separated out. But he's coming back in fire to destroy. What will you do on that day of judgment? What will you do with this glorious Savior? You can't keep living your own way. You can't neglect the truth and the gospel. You can't pretend that you're going to go on forever, because you're not. You can't pretend that the Word of God isn't true, because it is. You can't pretend that Jesus was a lunatic liar, because he wasn't. He's Lord. The world is headed right exactly where the Bible predicted it would head. The world is headed for a great time of evil. Israel is the watch piece. Look at Israel, surrounded by her enemies today, just as the Bible predicted. God's word is true, and every man is a liar. You can find the newness of life if you lay down the old life and lose it. You can find truth if you trade in your worldly carnal life, compromised life. For the truth of God. Christ is so glorious, and he's so worthy to be praised and lifted up. He'll save you wholly, completely. But salvation is a process. Salvation is not a one-time thing. You must walk in obedience. You must live for him as evidence you know him. Jesus said in John 15, you will have much fruit. Is your life bearing much fruit for this glorious Savior? If it's not bearing much fruit, it means the Holy Spirit's not at work in you. You're living for your flesh. You're living for whatever teases and titillates your flesh. You're living for pride and vanity and sports and entertainment. What's going to come of you, American neighbor? Open the Bible and read it. See the terrifying days ahead. See the weeping and gnashing of teeth you're headed for. Especially when you ignore so great a salvation of Jesus Christ. When you ignore the truth of God. When you don't live after His ways and lose your life completely to find it. God will not be mocked. Whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap. Sow to your flesh, you're going to die, second death. Sow to the Spirit and live and find eternal life.